Okay, we're continuing in the Chassidus Mevuares from page Kuf Tes, the bottom half of the page, on the words of the Bala Tanya, and we're discussing the idea of the mitzvah to cleave to a tzaddik, something that Chassidus highlights very strongly, and the idea of someone being batel to the tzaddik, someone surrendering themselves before the tzaddik in order to connect to him, and that will also connect you to Hashem. So let's continue in the words of the Bala Tanya. Kya yedei dvika d'talmidei chachamim k'shuras nefesh ruach neshama shel amei ha'aretz u'miyuchadus b'mahusan harishon v'shrashav shebachach mila shehu yisbarach v'chachmas v'echad u'hamada, etc. That through this cleaving to the Talmidei Chachamim, it binds the person's three levels of soul, the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, those levels of even the ignorant people, and uniquely their original essence and their roots in the highest wisdom, which is Hashem Himself, explains the Chassidus Mevuares. Kishem shekol chelkei haguf, just like all the parts of a body, even the hair, even the toenails, must be connected to the brain. And if God forbid there's a separation between them and the brain, their life stops. Because the life force extends itself through the different body parts via the brain of the person. That's in the analogy. So it is in the reality. That the extension of the divine light into the souls of the Jews is via the brains, which are the Rosh Bnei Yisrael Shabiram, which are the heads of the Jewish people in that generation. Therefore, so that the godly vitality should illuminate and be felt within the souls of the Jews, that you have to be able to cleave to the scholars, which is the aspect of the brains and the head, which are always connected to godliness. And that's what it says in footnote 77. It says, Geter Talmid Chacham. What's the definition of a Talmid Chacham? Api Pnimio Senyanim. If you're looking in the Pnimius, in the innermost understanding, what is the Talmid Chacham that we have to cleave to? Hu Shalo Zubalad Shiesh Lo Yedias Rabbis of Torah. It's not only that he has a lot of knowledge of Torah. Elohu Bebechinas Bitul Be'emes. But he is the aspect of true bito, true nullification of self. Sheina margish mitzias aso. He doesn't feel his own essence. Umameilu halokus meiru benafsho. And therefore, godliness will illuminate through his soul. That's a real Talmid Chacham, who's totally connected to Hashem.
So Talmid Chacham and Tzaddik are the same?
Well, the way he's defining it, that's the way it should be. Right. Well, if you go there by the dvekus for Talmud Chacham, because if you will cleave to such a Talmud Chacham, mizdavik ha'adam b'shechina mamish, he connects to the Shechina literally. V'nasa shayach lehargish alokish b'toras v'rasol. Then he'll be. It's possible for him to have godly feelings when he learns Torah, when he does his avoda, because that's what we're always feeling that we're missing, that connection to Hashem. So, if we connect to the, that's the whole question of Gemara. How can you feel connected to Hashem? It's so hard. The answer is, you've got that, middle point. You've got the tzaddik, the Talmid Chacham, who he himself is nullified to Hashem. And therefore, he's able to, and he illuminates godliness. And that's something you can relate with. You really see a godly being, so now connect to the godly being who's connected to Hashem, and that keeps that godly connection to you going on as well. Okay? Right, let's, I didn't do this before, but this looks interesting. Let's try it. In the back, there's a footnote, Nun Beis. I didn't notice that the first time going through it, so let's see what he has to say. He's gonna help us with this definition of the Talmud Chacham. So he says like this, in Nun Beis, it's in the back on page Shin Mem Hei, footnote Nun Beis. Talmidei Chachamim Heim HaMekablim Mibechinas Chachma. Talmidim Chachamim, they are mekablim, receivers, in the aspect of Chachma. That's what Talmud Chacham. What's Talmud Chacham mean? Talmud means a student. Chachma of wisdom. He's a student of wisdom. Now, student, what does a student usually do? He learns. It means student comes in without knowledge, comes out with knowledge. So, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a student who's learning Chachma. Now, what is that? What is a Chacham? So Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Azera Chacham Haroes HaNolad. Someone who sees something that will come out later. Something literally that will be born. He doesn't look at what's now, he looks what's going to happen later from what's going on now. Shiroines HaNolad Me'ayin Liyesh. They can see what's going to happen. Right now there's nothing. Down the line, something's going to come out. That's what a Talmud Chacham is. Right? Because that, okay, he's taking two ideas. Talmud Chacham, a student who acquires wisdom. Ezel Chacham, what, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, what is a Chacham? Haroa es hanolad. He sees, it doesn't say he sees the asid, the future. He says es hanolad, that which will be born. Literally, es hanolad, that which will be born. What does born mean? Something's not here, something's gonna come later. He is able to see when there's nothing here, he can still see something down the line. V'roin and they see shekol hishtal shalos shel bechinas yesh. All the evolutions of yesh, where there's something, who ahefech mebechinas ayin. He sees it's the opposite from the aspect of nothing. L'zos tichla nafshin l'akus. Therefore, their soul gives way, expires to godliness. Like an aspect of lovesick, lishtapech nafshe mamish, to give their souls over mamish. He is quoting now, one of the earlier sifrei chassidus over here. So now let's explain. Let's explain. These are brief words. They need a little bit of explanation. Perish, he explains. Geter Talmud Chacham. What is the definition of Talmud Chacham? Ufi pnimis enyanim, based on the pnimis of Torah. Shu Talmud, he's a Talmud, he's a student. Umakabel, and he receives mibechinas chachma, the aspect of chachma. I figured it almost all out myself. Now he's explaining. The ezel chacham, who is a chacham, or as a nolad, someone who sees the future, perish. Shiro kol davar ech nolad v'nishava me'ayin leish. He sees how everything is born and becomes into reality from nothing to something. To say bidvar Hashem through the word of Hashem, v'ruach pivis barachim, from the spirit of God's mouth. But he can sense, you know, how things come into being from nothing.
And that's describing creation.
Well, that's what he's understanding. He's roa es hanola. V'ilazos to this point, harei hashemayim va'aretz, the mountains, the heavens, the earth. The chol tzvam and all the hosts, betelim b'mitzias mamish yidvar Hashem, they all become nullified before Hashem. Ruach piv and his spirit, ukolom mamish chashiv, it's like nothing. Ve'ein ve'efes mamish, like nothing. In other words, all the things that you find, they're yesh me'ayin, these are things, but they came from nothing. He understands that everything in here, it just came from nothing. He's roa esanot, he could see that which is born. Klomer. What does this mean? Bechinas chachma, what does chachma really mean? Hu ha'akora, the recognition, sheba emes ein lolomis nivram shum mitzias mitzad asma. He can see that all the worlds and all of creation, they really essentially have no self-reality. It's not a reality that they have themselves. It's all given to Hashem. It's yesh me'ayin. Roes anolad, the conventional understanding of roes anolad means, okay, if I do this now, something's going to happen later. Well, that's true. But the deeper pshat is roa es hanolad. He sees that which is born now. When you look at a mountain, an amazing mountain, you say, you know, this too was born. There was a time where there was nothing here. And now I see a mountain. I see that it was Hashem who made this mountain. He sees everything as a nolad. Everything in this world. Not that, oh, this thing, this mountain had its own existence, and my ability to make money had its own existence, and all these things. It's all nolad. It's all born. He's smart enough to understand that which he sees before him, there was a time when it wasn't here. And the only reason it is here is because Hashem made it become over here. Ki hem betelim lelokus. They are nullified before godliness. Umasha anu roim nivroim velamos kimitzias nifredes lelokus. And that which we see, created beings and worlds, and they appear to be a reality that's separated from God, bechinas yesh. It looks like it's a yesh, it's a something. That's the opposite of the truth. Because the truth is, because really anything that's been created, it's like it's not around at all. There's nothing there, literally. In other words, he's saying the lack or the void of significance of the creations regarding the power of Hashem that brings them into existence, that's called an aspect of ayin, nothing. We're the ayin, we're the nothing. Because Sher Adam Roa, when a person can see this and integrate that, Umakabo Bechina Vakar Subamalka, when he can internalize that understanding in his mind, what happens? Tevayer Belivo Chukatsuma. There burns inside of him a strong yearning. The Bechinas Cholasava, the aspect of lovesick. To be incorporated and unified within that godliness. That is a Talmud Chacham. It's good I did that one. It's good I did that one. Do you understand?
He can for sure see the future
because he understands the present better than anybody else.
But Roa Eshanol, that means the present.
Right, I understand, but if he could do that, then he can certainly see the future. Can't go out of the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot can't change. In other words, if you understand, and see, here's the problem. Why is it so hard to tell the future? Because you only can tell the future if you have a good handle on what the present is. It's not possible to know the future if you don't know what the present is. Most people think they know what the present is, so they don't even begin to understand what the present is. If you understand the present is nothing, the present is just the manifestation of Hashem, well then the future has to be also the manifestation of Hashem. So on a simple level, if you see, let's give the easiest example. If you see Jewish people sitting in the land of Eretz Yisrael on a large scale, you could see the future. The future is, it ain't gonna rain. It ain't gonna rain. What do you mean it's not gonna rain? It's not gonna rain. Why? Because Hashem says so in the Torah. He says, if you don't listen to me, I will withhold the rain. Right? So now, well, how can you make such a prediction? It's because I can see the nolad. Where did Eretz Yisrael come from? It didn't come on its own. It came from God who created Eretz Yisrael. And now, He created it with special rules that Hashem always keeps an eye on Eretz Yisrael more than anything else in the world. And it is a very sensitive piece of real estate that reacts very sensitively to the way people live. That's what it is. It's not its own independent being that doesn't have anything to do with Hashem. It's not like the secular Zionists say, we have our own nation like any other country in the world. And it works like every other country in the world. No, it doesn't. So my question is, do you understand the reality of Eretz Yisrael or not? The Talmud Chacham understands he has received the wisdom, and the greatest wisdom is to know that this that is here is a nolad too. It's a thing that was given birth to by Hashem, and everything it's given birth to is created and has certain rules. So now, since he could see the present nolad of Eretz Yisrael, and God tells us what the rules of nature are. So now you just plug in God's rules and you'll be able to tell what the future is. Right? That is how Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, the Or Sameach, in 1908, could predict the Holocaust that would come from Germany. It was before anybody knew about Hitler. He wrote in 1908. He said, and those Jews who say that Berlin is Jerusalem, he said, from Berlin will come the fire that will destroy those Jews. Was a lucky guess. Rav Meir Simcha was a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham understands that the reality is based on Hashem. And there's a Torah. And there's a Torah that tells you how to understand the present reality. If you understand that you as a Jew, your life is a gift on loan from Hashem, and you don't have any independent reality, and your reality totally depends on one thing, Hashem created you for a purpose. And your purpose is to connect to Hashem. And if you don't, the purpose isn't going to be met. And therefore Hashem is going to have to do all kinds of things to get you back on course. So the Talmud Chacham knows if that, in other words, our reality, the present birth that we have, is so tenuous because we really are nothing. The yesh that we think we are, the something that we think we are, came from nothing. We were really nothing. Our whole existence depends on Hashem. The Talmud Chacham understands that clearly. So when he sees something, when he sees Jewish people living in Berlin, he says, they live by the grace of God from second to second. That's the reality. That's the nolad. Every day, God renews your existence and has to decide you should exist for another day. And the decisions are based on what the Torah tells us, how they're going to remain. So now he understood the present, so that he could decide, he could tell you what the future is. And not that he's a Navi. Not he's a Navi would be different. Navi is Hashem comes to him in a dream and he specifically says, I'm going to bring someone to destroy these people. So we say, Chacham, Chacham Adif Minavi, the Gemara says. A Chacham is stronger than a prophet. Why? Because a prophet only will know what Hashem tells him if Hashem decides to tell him. The Chacham can know things because he's a Talmud Chacham. So if he understands the present, he can surely understand what the future is going to bring. Right? So that's why you go to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, more than anyone else, they may not know it to the T, but quite often they understand all these rules. They understand these rules. They can tell you what to do, because how can I help you? How can you help me? What do I have to do? They'll know better than anyone else, because they know. You know, we come to the tzaddik saying, okay, I'm my own person, I have my own existence, I chart my destiny, okay? I see God's interfering with my independent existence, so give me an Eitza. So the Talmud Chacham first says, first you gotta realize, you go to Talmud Chacham, you see Talmud Chacham is totally connected to Hashem. When you look at the Talmud Chacham, you see this guy's on a different page. This guy doesn't sense himself as an independent reality. He senses himself as totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you see that there's such a being can exist, then he can start talking to you that way. And the way that tzaddik can so subtly tell you the messages of, do you think you are on your own? So then the tzaddik tells you, you know, things you got to do to understand. He's got to get you to appreciate what reality is. When you understand what reality is now, then you can begin to look at what the future is. And that's really the depths of the Talmud Chacham. Wow. Okay, so now obviously you see that's a tzaddik. You understand why the Talmud Chacham is a tzaddik? It has to still fit into learning and all that kind of stuff. Right? When you begin to learn, you know, the one thing that learning does for you is to realize, you know, that this is not just regular information, this is godly information, and not everything you see is what you get. And there's so much more depth behind. It's not just an independent intelligence that's limited. The fact that you can learn Torah and it's never-ending knowledge. You can read the same line in Chumash every year and it's so much more, so much more, so much more, so much more, 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 more. And you can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That deep knowledge and information comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's incredible realities that he's seeing over here. That's what Talmud Chacham is able to see. Talmud Chacham is able to look into the Chumash of this week's Parsha and understand that this week's existence depends on what's written in the Chumash. You want to know what's happening? Let's see what this Parsha is all about. And that is driving the creation. Since this week really doesn't exist on its own, it was something from nothing. So now let's go a little bit further. So now, how did Hashem create the world? He stakel b'oraisa u'bara alma. He looked into the Torah and created the world. So what does that mean? He couldn't create the world without the Torah? Okay, so it's the blueprint of creation. Hashem needed a blueprint. Hashem needed a blueprint? Think about it. I mean, it's nice words, but what does it really mean?
He created the Torah in the first
place. I understand he created the Torah, but why did he have to bother with it? A human being who has to build a big building, you know, it's hard for his mind to contain all the little details. He has to make the blueprint. But Hashem's knowledge is incomparable. What does he need a blueprint for? Just create the world. The answer is, you're right, just for us. Meaning to say that he says, I'm gonna let you look at the blueprint every week. You want to understand how to live this week? How am I supposed to live this week? I don't know, how's this week different than last week? He says, the Torah portion of this week is creating the reality of this week. There's something about this week that will always have to deal with Yaakov confronting Esav. There's always, you know, this time of year is the time of year of Yaakov and Esav, right? And when was Kristallnacht? Was it November 9th? When was it? It was within a week. It's always Yaakov and Esav.
Confrontation.
Yaakov and Esav. It's something doing with Yaakov and Esav on whatever level it's dealing with. It's obvious. So, when we were introduced to Esav, his struggles with Yaakov, so it's got to be that week, the beginning of the Hitlerian hell. Esav rising his hands up. It's not going to happen in the middle of Hanukkah, of Purim time. It's going to happen when the Parsha talks about Esav struggling with Yaakov. That's when it has to happen. Now, it's sometimes evolves that way. Sometimes it's the Esav Amalek doubt that we have in ourselves. But that's, you have to see what's in this week's Parsha that's going to generate reality here. So the Talmud Chacham, he understands that the Nolad is coming out of this week's Parsha. And that's going to be a Talmud Chacham. You've got to be a wise... Now I'm taking it to the simple level. How do we connote a Talmud Chacham? He knows a lot of Torah. And that's also true, right? So he knows a lot of Torah, which enables him to be able to see the present better than anyone else, and to be able to predict the future better than anybody else. It all is wrapped up into one. It's all wrapped up into one. See, you can't be a Talmud Chacham without learning the real Torah also. Well, let me be I'll conceptually understand. There's an idea that everything comes from nothing. I'm a big philosopher. And as a big philosopher, I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham. Why do I have to open up a Chumash? He told me some amazing ideas. Look, I'll look at the world. I'll think about the world. I say, you know, Hashem must have made all this. And therefore, I have to become a Talmud Chacham. And I don't know anything of Torah. No, he's not going to be Talmud Chacham. Because that's just in theory. Now you're going to learn the Torah. The Torah's going to show you the blueprints. You're going to even know more. You're going to understand exactly how this nothing came into something for this week. This week's reality, right, remember, Hashem renews existence every moment. So this week's renewal, and more than this week's, every day's renewal is on the part of the Torah portion. We divide the Torah into seven portions. It's every day has an aspect of that day. Today is Shishi. It's the sixth Aliyah. And tomorrow, Shabbos will be the seventh Aliyah. So every day, if you learn the Torah portion for that day, if you're smart enough, not just reading it, but you know, the Mephoshim and the Zohar and everything on this Parsha. For this day, you'll understand that there's something going on today that's going to affect the way the day will come into being. And I'll be prepared for it. I'll be prepared for it. You don't want to be surprised. So, it's times of Yaakov's crisis. This whole season is a season of crisis. Yaakov going through all the tests. But then we got to tie that into Hanukkah. I mean, it all, so you got to be the Talmud Chacham to read the present events. The Talmud Chacham understands how to look at current events. What's all the current events? Here we come full circle now. Come full circle. Okay? I'm just saying the ideas that Hashem is putting into my mind, that's all. People, like we mentioned a couple days ago, the other class, people have to watch the news. I have to keep up with current events. He says, you want to know how to keep up with current events? Read the Parsha. Why does the tzaddik not need to look at the news? He looks at the Torah portion. The Torah portion is going to tell us in advance what's going to happen today. On some level, something's going to happen today with the rape of Dina or whatever's going on. If you're going to find, a weakness in Judaism, it's going to happen on this day. It's got to be, you think Punk, the guy speaking at York University, spewing forth hatred to Jews, is going to be on a Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah? It's going to be on a Shabbos where Esav wants to attack Yaakov. That's what he's doing. He's attacking Yaakov. And if we knew more about the details and everything, we'd know exactly, how many, I'd be curious to know how many students attended the rally. Stam, Esav had 400 soldiers. What does that mean? Everyone was one that could have another 400 soldiers. You got to know all the Kabbalah behind that. You'll see this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Talmud Chacham can sense some spiritual. There's certain times where the spiritual energies are low. Sometimes the spiritual energies are high. The real Talmud Chacham, I'm talking the real Talmud Chacham, who knows every inch of Torah and Kabbalah and everything. So he knows exactly what this day is going to bring. He's Roes Hanolad. Since he understands that the present is totally based on Hashem, but now you got to learn all that Torah and understand that this is the message for today. Somehow it's going to manifest itself in a certain way. So then he doesn't need to read what's going to happen. He doesn't need to read what's going to happen. He already knows what's going to happen. And therefore his Avodas Hashem is trying to live the day in line with the Hashem's energy that he's putting into this day. So what does he have to look at the news for? I have to know what's going on in the world. You don't know what's going on. The biggest shite in the world you are. You know what's going on in the world. You don't know anything. What you see on the TV is not what's going on in the world. All you're seeing is the superficial manifestation of Hashem going on in the world. The guy who's looking at the Torah portion today, he is reading the news. Do you hear? Do you hear what's going on over there? He is reading the news. The news is coming out of today's Torah portion. Friday's news. You want to read Friday's news? Read the sixth Aliyah. Learn it good. Learn Rashi. Learn Ramban. Learn the Zohar. Learn everything. And then you're going to say, today, something of this day has to manifest what I learned today. And therefore I should... Here's the more important. Why do I have to know what's going on? So now that I know, you don't do anything about it. That's the biggest irony of all. People watch the news, and it's like they are vicariously living through their lives. But what happens after you watch the news? You get up and do something about it. Don't do anything. You schmooze about it. You talk about it. You waste more time. The tzaddik, he doesn't even have to open or turn on the television. He opens, looks at the chumash. He reads the aliyah. He says, "Oy gevalt. Hey, look what's happening over here. Next week, he's going to come to the first couple days of the week. Hey, the brothers sold Yosef. Gevalt, what's going on? What dissension there is amongst the Jewish people. He starts thinking about that. What can we do to stop that dissension? He says, he'll call somebody that he's not getting along with, or he'll try to bring peace between two people. That's reading the news and doing something about it. Well, he's just guessing. He's not guessing. He knows exactly that that's the reality that's happening in front of his eyes right now. He sees the world 10 times clearer by looking at a chumash. You say, what is this rabbi who's sitting in Bnei Brak, who doesn't have a television, doesn't talk to politicians, he doesn't know what's going on in this world? And says, he knows more than anybody else in the world what's going on in the world. And therefore, and he says words of Torah to his students, or what? To guide them through this day. You have to understand, you know, that's what the, his name escaped me. What I quote off from the other Sefer, Sefer Hizchaskus, the one in Yerushalayim, the Rebbe. It's just escaping me his name. It's the tip of my tongue. Always says, you know, we go through this one and say, nah, and this time of year, this is the energy that Hashem is bringing. This is the potential you can have. Zerv Zilberberg. You know, when we talked about in the summer after Tisha B'Av, it's the time of Nechama. This is the time where Hashem gives you comfort. We could develop all the koyches of being comforted. That's what you're supposed to be doing now. Right? Coming out of the month of Hanukkah. What kochos you can be developing in Hanukkah? How to realize that, you know, rabim biyad ma'atim, that the small, that the many can fall into the hands of the few. And what the power, where you can relearn what the power of Kedusha is. This is the month where you can really infuse yourself with appreciating what it means to carry Hashem's power. This is the month to work on it, and that'll improve the quality of your life. Now that's current events. You learn on it, you act on it. You're not just sitting back, you act on it. And people watch a television, watch 5 hours of news, and they talk about it and schmooze about it, and end up doing nothing about it. Those people are less interested in the world, because they don't even know what they're talking about. Well, Talmud Chacham has his pulse right on exactly what's happening today. And you want to know, how should I behave today? You go to the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has the most current events. You understand? That's the difference. That's the Talmud Chacham. That's how you connect to Hashem. You understand? Because you're connecting to the reality in front of you. What does the newscaster tell you? All he can tell you is what's the superficial point, which has nothing to do with the essence of reality. Whatever he tells you, there's crisis in the Middle East. What are we going to do? I don't know. You got to see what the Torah tells you to do. You're dealing with wicked people. How do you deal with it? Torah tells you how to deal with the Russia. You're going to confront Esav. Let's learn what Yaakov did. They said whenever time a rabbi of a community had to deal with the government, they call in a tzaddik to deal with the government, makes a decree, the tzaddik has to go to them. At any time of the year, he said they always would learn this week's parsha. Yaakov meeting Esav, exactly the way Yaakov prepared to meet Esav. That's what a tzaddik always does. Roes hanolad. He sees the future. He sees the presence. He says, if there's a king making decrees against us, that's Esav coming to attack Yaakov. How do I know that? That's what the Torah says. That this is the reality. So how am I going to affect the future? I'm the way Yaakov affected the future. What do? Let's ask the great philosophers, the university professors, of their analysis of history. You look at the Chumash, that is the reality. That's the blueprint. It's going to tell you what's going to happen. You're just going to come out trying to fight him? You're going to lose. You start smearing him with a present, and you daven to Hashem, and all the details will go on. And if you're going to have to fight it, you're going to have to fight. And that way, you're in touch with the reality that was born, and you will now be able to take care of the future. So you understand why you have to connect to the tzaddik? You connect to the tzaddik, you go to the tzaddik, and says, Rebbe, what's our greatest Hashem today? So that's a good go to hear Reb Silverberg every month of Shabbos. And Friday mornings. Friday, he gives a shmooze Friday around 12 o'clock. Mordechai told me. 12 o'clock. How to come into the Shabbos. How to come out of the Shabbos. And he's telling me that this is what you should be working on right now.
Which rabbi is this?
Silverberg. Tzvi Meir. I've quoted him many times. Many times. Not just him. There's other tzaddikim. All the rebbes. Every Shabbos. That's what a rebbe does. The whole week they go to the Rebbe to hear the Torah. What's the Torah? Stop saying Torah. He's saying this is how you're living your life now. This is what you're supposed to be feeling now. How does he know? Because he's the one that's connected to Hashem. And the way he looks at this world, He'll feel it because he's looking at the world. His television is the Torah. He turns the channel, starts out with the simple channels, the Chumash, then into the Rashi, then into Ramban, into the commentaries, into the Medrash, into the Zohar. He's got all the channels. He's got a lot of channels. And he absorbs it all. And he says, this is what is happening right now. And now it's just a question of a few little details. And then you yourself can understand, there's times where it's a better time to make parnasa, times better time to grow in certain areas. That's what you have. At the end of the day, what are you here for? Remember the 10 questions on the final exam. None of them have to do with how much money you made. Right? Nothing to do with that. It's all the questions that Hashem is going to ask you. So there's different periods of time that will help you in addressing the issues of how you can handle those questions that Hashem is giving you. That's what do you need to know? I need to know how am I going to get into Olam Haba. I need to know how to connect to Hashem. So every day has a different challenge, different opportunity of how to connect to Hashem. Isn't that all you really need to know? If you need to know, for example, if it comes a Aseres Yemei Tshuva before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's clear what you have to do. The king's right in the palace. The king's right here. Imagine you got more than that coming into Elul. What are you supposed to be? What's going on now? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do you realize the king is mamish here? Mamish, the king is right. The king is right here. He's watching to see what you're doing. You're doing tshuva? Doing this? This is a big chance. You want to ask him something? He's here. You want to get an appointment in the middle of December? Oh, you can wait a long time. They're telling you, he's here. Kruv Yosa Karov. Call him when he's close. He's close. This is the current events. What happened? Now you're doing tshuva like crazy. This is a big chance. So instead, I'm going to watch TV for 3 hours to know what's going on in the world. This is what's going on in the world! Your life's hanging in the balance. You need more than that. What's going on? It's going to be Hanukkah in 10 days. What's going on? You want to be able to feel Hashem's closest in the darkness? Hanukkah. Learn everything you have to do about Hanukkah. That's how you're going to learn to be a happy Eved Hashem in the bleak winter. How are you going to get through this winter? How are you going to be able to learn every day? Going to have the koyach to learn every day? There's the messages of Hanukkah, and that's in the parshas. Those messages come over and over and over. That's your avodah you have to do right now. That's the current event. It's how to be a better Jew. That is always current events. What other events could be going on in your life that are of importance other than continuing to grow as a Jew? Or else what are you here on this planet for? Everything else, your boss, your job, that's all props. But if you're given your mission, this is what you have to accomplish today, this week, this month, the month of Kislev, this is what you have to accomplish. I accomplish it, and somehow I got to negotiate the props, but I know this is my focus. That's a Talmud Chacham. That person is living the realities right now. That is the current events that are going on. Okay, sorry for that little detour. But, that's going to produce the next result. Exactly. And that's why they could see if there's going to be trouble up ahead. All they need to know is, you get a little information from your Hasidim and they say, do you know what the Tsar is doing? The Tsar is doing this. The Rebbe says, yeah, I understand. Just need to know a little bit.
The idea is, like, he knows Torah.
So now he's plugged into the reality.
He sees someone, he sees them clearly, and then plugs them into the Torah and then can see where...
Yeah, now we're talking about geniuses here, where there's nothing from the Torah hidden from them. Everything's revealed. Everything's revealed. When he's looking at a person, he's looking at a person not the way I'm looking and you're looking at a person. So now the real Rebbe is, they look at you and they say, ah, what a beautiful neshama this guy has. What a beautiful neshama this guy. And he wants you to believe that you have a beautiful neshama. most of the tzaddikim, they know that you're nothing. So what do they know? There's a neshama that's keeping you alive. And they could probably sense you got a big neshama, small neshama. So then when you see someone who's connected to God, who looks at you as if you're connected to God, then you begin to feel that you are connected to God. And then when the Rebbe tells you to do something, you do it. Because you know what he's saying is getting in touch with God. So again, that's the real reason you went to a Rebbe for Yechidus. You didn't go for Yechidus, okay, Rebbe, give me a bracha, I should have children. That was the last thing you asked for. You said, Rebbe, tell me how to serve Hashem today. What's my avodah for the month of... So that's why, you know, we go through the mamorim of the Rebbe, or all tzaddikim, that mamorim, that essays, that speeches. They said, okay, we're going now into Hanukkah. Okay, what are we supposed to be feeling? What are we supposed to be doing to extract out the maximum benefit of the current event of Hanukkah? And every year the Rebbe would say something else. As his Torah knowledge grows and God gives him more insights into Hanukkah, he would share that with us, you know, and his insight for his Hasidim, because this is the way they are serving Hashem, and Hashem gives everyone a little different derech. But he all gets it out of the Torah portion of the week. And it always would come back to Shabbos. Every Dvar Torah in Hasidus always comes back to Shabbos. Because now let's talk about what's the ultimate reality. What is Monday? What is Friday? If not just a day to get you to Shabbos. That's the Nolad. This day is only a day. Friday is only Friday because there's Shabbos. Friday's connection reality is how does it connect you to Shabbos. So then everything has to do with Shabbos. So they always are talking about Shabbos because that's the real reality. What did we say in the... I didn't learn it with you. But, you know, you want the Shabbos to go into the other days of the week. The more that you put Shabbos on the days of the week, it connects you to the reality of the other days of the week. So that's what he says. Let me just finish this little section. So Val Yedei, page Kuf Yud. Zeh, so therefore I've been connecting with the Tzaddik. Niskashim kol chalkei neshamas kol b'nei soul. So all the parts of the soul of every Jew, of Nefesh Hashem, will connect with the Tzaddik. Gam shal ha'amon, even the masses. Vafilu shal amei aretz, even the ignorant ones. V'makarim arishon, their original root is chachmima, the highest root, the brains of the Father. Shehichad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'asot. It's one with Hashem. The more you attach yourself to Talmud Chacham, the more you connect to a tzaddik, the more will illuminate within your soul godly vitality, illuminating and drawing forth through the soul of the Talmud Chacham. And the brackets, he says, this is the root of the idea of cleaving to a tzaddik, that the chassidim have such a conduct. They want to really cleave. They cleave to every word the Rebbe says, because that is their connection to Hashem. That is the brains that's giving you more. Because what is chassidus? It comes to teach us what? To bring in godly vitality in the Torah, in the service. How? By revealing the godliness of the person. The gilu, in other words, the more the godliness in you is revealed, the more your Torah Yavoda does something for you. The gilu zeh tola b'yanikas v'chiyas ha'neshava mishachamichamim. And the revelation of the soul within you, what does it depend on? It depends on how much vitality you feel through the influence of the tzaddik. She'enem etzias agun, because they don't have their own reality. Elohim betel betachlis olukus. They're totally nullified by Hashem. Uchein therefore kechol shtischazik veikus adam tamacham. The more you cleave to them, to the tzaddik, kach discover ischazik gilu hachius olukus. To that extent, will grow that illuminated neshama you have for adam v'vodas Hashem within himself and as a vodas Hashem. So you want the godliness to come out. You connect to the tzaddik, and I'll tell you today what your neshama is hungering for. And that he could bring out in you. Okay, shall be zoichet to be able to merit, to be privileged to be able to see the current events of our lives the way they see them.